Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Nothing feels as good in 2019. We are here and have arrived. Lord have mercy. And welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. I am your humble host, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, the Teddy Bear. I want to thank all the people for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity as we broadcast live via iHeartRadio and also Spotify. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Judith Hill. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new album, Golden Child, available everywhere as we speak. But I would also recommend stop by Amazon.com if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous. And speaking of adventurous, this incredibly gifted vocalist, Lord have mercy, Dr. King, he is here in full effect. A new hit single, Grave Digger, from the upcoming EP, It's My Life. So on behalf of The Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Dr. King. Brother, how are you doing this afternoon?
Great, great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. My God, man, you have a voice, man. It takes me back to a much simpler time. Lord have
mercy. Oh, thank you. It's actually DR. It's DR King.
DR King. Like, why did I keep
like
telling
Dominican
me,
Republic.
Dominican, yeah. Republic. Okay, so we're going to DR
actually, my real name is Donald Ray, so that's where the DNR comes from. But,
right.
But yeah, but people confuse me for doctor all the time. I'll take it.
You know what? DR, doctor, as long as it's positive and love, that's all that matters, man. And I'm going to tell you something. You're incredibly gifted. Your vocals are on a whole nother level. But I must ask, and a lot of people want to know, we have been waiting with bated breath, this new EP. When can we expect it?
Sometime in February, like mid-February.
Okay.
It should be out. The press, it should be out definitely mid-February.
Okay.
That's cool.
What I want to talk about, because a lot of things actually affect us and actually build us up as who we are, character builders. Growing up in a very large family, being engulfed in the church, how has that molded you into the man and the artist that you've become today?
Oh, my gosh. It's helped me tremendously. It's kept me grounded. Like having a lot of siblings is just like they keep you on your toes. That for sure. Your older ones, you on your toes, and the younger ones. So I'm like the third. I'm right in the kind of in the middle. So I kind of got the best of both worlds. So like my older sisters would keep me in line, and then my younger siblings would try my patience. But you know, it was great though. Like I wouldn't trade it for the world. We're still to this day very close. You know, I'm blessed that my family is so close knit. You know, I have a lot of friends that, you know, they don't really get along with their siblings, and we are all still close. So that's probably from the church upbringing, you know, growing up in a Pentecostal church where we went to church every day, it seemed like.
Okay.
You know, we were always there. So, you know, it kind of kept me out of the streets, kept me out of trouble, and, you know, so, you know, that worked. It helped.
Without question. I mean, it definitely resonates through your music. Growing up in a strong church background, how did your parents feel as far as, because I know a lot of parents that are really deeply involved in the church, they feel a certain kind of way as far as secular music. What was that conversation like where it's like, you know, mom, dad, this is what I want to do, knowing that you have that kind of strong type of roots in, I mean, really engulfed in the church. What was that conversation like?
Well, it was never really a conversation. You know, I didn't start singing, doing my own thing. Probably I was well over like 30, maybe a little bit under 30. Excuse me, like 20.
Okay.
Like in my late 20s, so I was already an adult. But, you know, still having that, you know, having to answer. I'm like, even now, I'm like, should I say that cuss word or, you know. But, you know, at some point you got to get to the point to where, you know, as an artist, it's just like, it's all about the art, you know, the artistry. It's not about, you know, what your mom and your dad or people are going to say. It's, you know, what message you're trying to put across. And you know, that's where I'm at right now. But I'm glad I didn't ever have to be like, Ma, this is what I want to do. And my dad be like, get out the house, do this or that. So like, I didn't have to go do that.
Okay. Okay. What are some of the challenges that you faced being an independent artist? I've always said for myself that the great thing about being an independent artist is that you have complete creative control over your artistry. So what are some of the good points and what are some of the challenging aspects about being an independent artist?
Well, the good things about it is, you know, seeing, you know, your work, you know, manifest and seeing people like listen to it. And, you know, I get a lot of messages like, this is inspiring, it's helping me, you know, you're inspiring, keep doing it. I'm loving the content that you're putting out. So like that's the good part, you know. And it's just fulfilling to feel like, you know, you actually are, you know, changing people's moods or making people feel this way or helping people out of this type of situation or that type of situation. So, I mean, that's like all of the pluses. And the downsides to it is you're paying for everything.
Right.
You know, you're straight out of your pocket. And I mean, it's hard, but, you know, I always say, you know, if you're going to invest in something, invest in yourself. Hard work pays off, and, you know, just keep making noise. Somebody will hear eventually, and that's the goal, and that's, you know, that's been the mission. Just keep pressing. You know, when it doesn't seem like people are listening, just keep on pressing. It's going to finally hit. So I'm just grateful for the journey. You know, it's like I said, it's a lot of ups and downs, but I wouldn't trade it for the world.
What has it been like for you to receive so much adulation and positive feedback from so many listeners who really, truly, really vibe with your music? Because I know one of the most challenging things for an artist is to show so much transparency through their music. What has that been like for you over the last 2 years?
It's been really humbling. And just to have people come, like, literally, like, you know, when you have a show, you never know who's going to come, but just have people. I did a show at Rockwood Music Hall a while ago, and there was a guy from France that was there. It was like, we love you in France, like, that came all the way to Rockwood to see me. So it's just, like, to have people like that coming, it's just humbling, but it just reaffirms and confirms everything, like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing and to keep going. But it's been amazing, and I'm just so grateful, and I can't say thank you enough.
You know, one of the things that I've always appreciated about the artistry of being an artist, being a musician, is that a true artist has the ability to incorporate their life journey into music. I think a lot of the music today is so distant, and being able to, where the listener's not able to find any type of relatable quality toward the artist. How important is you to have that kind of connection to the listener, and at the same time always remain true to who you are, not only as an artist, but also as a man?
Well, staying true to myself is all I can do. You know, I can't be anybody else. You know, you see a lot of artists out here that they put on this facade and they put on this grand picture, like, oh, I'm this, I'm that. And it's like, that's not reality. And, you know, I'm not trying to put up any false propagandas about myself. But, you know, I am who I am. You know, and I, as a man, it's like I always try to exude that, you know, and treat people how I want to be treated.
What are some of the qualities that motivate you as far as the creative process? What I mean, to be a little bit more specific, what comes first, melody or lyrics? And when you do write lyrics, does it catch you at just any particular point in time, or is it somewhere in particular that may inspire you to start writing?
Everything, every song is different. Every song is, you know, has a different birthing. Sometimes I would just be with my producer, Matt Slide's manager, Mark, and he'll be like, I got this groove. What do you think of this? And we'll come up with just a basic melody for it, and then we'll sit down and write it out. Or I'll get the words first. Sometimes I'll have lyrics. I'm like, okay, what do you think of this? And then we'll sit down and put music to it. But, you know, every situation is different, and I just love that, you know. You know, that's how I know when it's going to be a hit or it's going to be a great song. It's just like when you get it, just like sometimes I'll be walking down the street and something, a tune will just hit me in my head. So I'll just put it in my voice recorder. I'm like, okay, let me save that for my notes, you know, come back to it. And, you know, it turns into a crazy piece of artwork with it. I love it.
All right. Now, speaking of producers, every producer is different. They have their own unique, a very special quality about them. Working with Mark, and Mark has a very special pedigree. What are some of the things? What are some of the essential things that he has brought to you that actually have that has brought out of you as far as being an artist? Some of the things that you didn't realize that you had, but he's actually brought that out as far as on the creative end.
Well, working with Mark Swirsky, he's amazing. You know, and what we create together is just this rawness, and it's not overproduced. It's not, you know, I've worked with a lot of producers who, you know, auto-tune this, and they'll throw all of these synths on this and that, and it's like, he's like, no, let's just let it be you and the music, live instrumentation. So we'll go in with live, like a live band, and just come out with some amazing pieces of work. But working with Mark has definitely been a dream come true, and it has helped me grow as an artist and just allowed me to just stretch out. So it's been a really cool ride. Right, and I just can't wait to see what the future holds.
Now, just, you know, conversing with you for this brief moment, I get a sense where I get a vibe that you're very, the biggest critic on yourself is you, that you're very hard on yourself as far as looking or striving for being a perfectionist. When you kind of step back from the project, what is your overall take from the upcoming album, It's My Life?
Whew. Well, it kind of just takes you on a journey, you know, and it takes you, you know, through the ups and the downs of everyday life and what people go through and what we go through, what I go through, and it just puts you in a mood. Sometimes the mood is going to be a funky mood that you can, you know, jam to, and then other moods are going to be conscious. It'll be like, wait, what did he just say? What are you talking about? But, I mean, it's all got that rock show vibe. It's going to, I feel like it's going to be really, really, you know, impactful in today's music industry, and I just hope that people catch on. But it's just like stepping back, looking at it, it's just like, you know, this is my heart, blood, and sweat and tears, and I just want everybody to receive it and accept it. That's like, I don't know what to really say about it. I just want people to feel it.
Well, I've always said that if you put quality out there, people will find it. True music lovers will find quality over quantity any day of the week. You have a lot of big things coming up. Of course, the album is scheduled to be released next month. Then you have this major tour with Kelly Clarkson. I know you have to be really, really amped about that. What are some of the things that you expect as far as to take place being on this tour and being a featured vocalist on this tour?
Honestly, I still can't believe that this is my life, you know. I'm so grateful for this opportunity and just to be able to say I'm on a stage with, like, a legend like Kelly is just going to be – it's humbling. It's so humbling, and it's just allowing me to really grow and, you know, stepping on stages that I've never even thought I would ever be on. Like, I'm going to be singing in some of the biggest arenas in my life. So this is really, it's really cool, and I'm just going to sing my heart out every day on stage and, you know, try to add to the situation. It's going to be really good, so I can't wait.
Have you thought about the role reversal when it will eventually take place? Will it be you being the headliner? You'll be singing and performing in front of everyone. What has that ever come through across your mind?
I don't even do it for the famous. Yes. It crosses my mind, but it's like, it's not about that for me. It's just about touching lives, excuse me, and just, you know, touching people. But, yeah, one day, prayerfully, and hopefully it'll be like that. And I'm going to pay it forward just like she did and try to pull people up that, you know, that was in a position like myself and help them get better.
I want to go back to something that you said earlier about remaining humble. And it's very challenging to remain humble in this industry because you have so many different people pulling you in several different directions where people telling you that you're great, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. And somewhere along the way, we lose ourselves. How imperative has it been to have such a strong team around you to help you remain grounded and never lose who you are as a person?
Well, my siblings won't allow me to be anybody but me. You know, I'm still junior to them. I will always be junior to them. It doesn't matter. I could sing for millions. I've sang for the Pope. Like, I will still be junior. And as long as I have that family, you know, network that really keeps me grounded, and then just the team alone, they also keep me together, make sure I stay on task because, you know, as an artist, I'm scatterbrained and I'm all over the place, so they kind of keep me grounded. And it's always great to have a good team with you, you know, fighting for you and making sure that you execute. And I'm grateful for the team that I have, so they keep me on task. That's what it's about, staying on task. I mean, yeah, I want to be artsy, but you still have goals and you still have things that you have to do. So my team helps me stay on task and make sure we execute everything that we set out to do.
You know what I find interesting is that art and music have always played a major factor with one hand in hand. They've always worked with one another hand in hand. And I see that your fashion sense is very reminiscent of that Soho vibe in New York. For you as an artist, who were some of the people that you looked upon that you looked at as far as being trendsetters, someone that you just like, wow, they really caught my eye. They're really doing something differently, not just from a fashion standpoint, but also musically. Someone that just really inspired you to be an even better artist.
Well, I mean, you always got your Marvin Gaye. You know, he would have a suit on one day, and then he would have on Gully and a button up. It was like, you know, I love that, you know, he was able to switch it up and give you levels. I mean, also, you know, Michael Jackson always gave you great imagery. You know, Beyonce is someone who gives you great imagery as well as, you know, fashion. You know, I love Bilal. Bilal's one of my favorite singers, and he gives you that, like, I always call it that hobo chic vibe.
Right.
You know, it's kind of grungy, but it's still cool. So it's like I just take from, you know, tons of people that I like and create my own vibe, and, you know, it works.
It's definitely a different vibe and scene in New York, especially in the Soho district, man. It's different. You really get lost in the it seems like people are just really comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
And that's
very, and
everybody
yeah. In Soho is crazy. Yeah, I love just walking down the street sometimes, just seeing all of the sights. And it kind of inspires you. It inspires me especially. I know. I'm just like, wow, I never thought to put that together. But, you know, that's how I get ideas sometimes. I live in Harlem, so the fashion sense of Harlem is crazy.
You know, it's funny because I'm kind of dating myself just a little bit, but I'm all right. I'm comfortable in my skin. It reminds Soho District reminds me of Hayden Ashbury back in the 60s, man. It's that kind of vibe. It's really that kind of vibe. Very, very artsy. People just, hey, you are who you are. No judgment as far as what you do, how you do it, as long as you just live in your life, it's definitely a beautiful experience. And speaking of a beautiful experience, people who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined today by D.R. King. I'll call him Doctor. I like that name better. We'll go with D.R. King. D.R. King. As we discuss his latest single, Gravedigger. What has you most impressed with Gravedigger? Because you had a lot of positive love and feedback with this single. What is the things that just really has you amped up about the new single?
Just the response that people are giving me. Like, people's moms. Like, one of my friends' moms hit me up on Facebook, like, oh my gosh, I love this song. It's so empowering. Keep doing what you're doing. And so it's just been like, I've been getting a really cool response from old and young. So that's probably the coolest thing about this situation. But just like, I just love, you know, to send a message of hope and let people know, like, we can do this. Just keep pushing.
Absolutely. Without question, let's get into it. Far be it from the teddy bear to deprive the listeners out there of great music. Let's get into it. The latest hit single from the very talented DR King, of course, Gravedigger, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Woo!
Spotify, but for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And remember to get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by DR King's various social media websites, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all /DR King NYC. Lord have mercy. Brother, I cannot wait until the new album is released next month. The only thing I ask, when you get some more time, you come back off tour, please come back and join us. Hopefully soon you'll make your way down here in Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio. Much continued success, man, and stay on that path. And I guarantee you, you will always strive for greatness.
Thank you so much.
No, it's been a pleasure. Remember, family, again, be sure to pick up the new single, Gravedigger. Be safe. Much love to you, brother.
You too.
All right. The very talented D.R. King here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Going to take a little quick two and two, but no, yeah, I got some more for you. We're going to leave you some more with some D.R. King, of course, with featuring Jackie Foster. Love is a drug. Yes, Lord. Been there. Done that. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Crazy, crazy insane. I can't live without you. I gotta get. at the bridge is on this side of the border.
Some of that.
Won't y'all come on over here with us? You want to walk the water? And if you ever should see a skunk shake his rump, tell him to come on over here for some,
snake funk in the dump, baby.
Now we got this stick that will set you free. All you got to do is, take a closer walk with me. And we got this bang that's full of magic tricks. So come feel, if you will, the magic of the Dookie Stick.
Play, mama.
Feel a thrill.
Funky in the dark.
I got this magic wand that's guaranteed to make you come to me, baby. Set yourself free. My magic wand can do almost anything. Spit and fire, make it rain. But most of all, it can make you spread your wings and fly away.
Yeah.
confess that we have seen what we do not believe in.
What you gonna do now, Ndugu?
Oh, but tell me about E. E, who E? Sheila.
You got dropped off.
George Duke, Dookie Stig, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to DR King. Thank you so much, my brother, for joining us this afternoon. And remember, family, be sure to purchase this new hit single, Grave Digger, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and be sure you support this very talented artist on his social media website. All of them, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you name it, all begin and end with DR King NYC. Lord have mercy. 1:40 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the zone, man. We have some fantastic artists coming up from you around, just around the corner. We got a lot of surprises for you, which is always a beautiful. Bringing in the new year with a lot of optimistic vibe. Yeah, I like that. Hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. Hope everything that you wish and dream to come true for this new year. I pray come true. My goodness, that's all we can do. Hey, be sure to join the Teddy Bear. Tomorrow we'll be on live again, of course, with the incredibly talented Adisha, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new EP, Things to Consider. As at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm feeling real good. And you said, well, Teddy Bear, we missed the interview. What can we do? No need to fear. We got you covered. For those who did miss, hey, we're going to rebroadcast the interview in its entirety via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Podbean, you name it. We got you covered. All you have to do is pull up your app on your phone, type in these delicate words, LOTL, the zone. Again, LOTL, the zone. So it is written, so it shall be done. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you follow us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, the zone. Also on Facebook, the same handle. Twitter, just a little different, at Twitter.com/LOTL Radio, and also on Facebook at Facebook.com/LOTL Radio, the zone. I seen the need. I'm here to fulfill those needs. I'm feeling some more. The late, great, of course, George Duke. Reach for it. That's all we can do here in the zone in 2019. LOTL Radio.
Y'all are walking on over to the bridge with me. Cause I'm gonna take you to the water and make you drink.
Honey, baby.
Cause the funk show will make you stay.
Say what?
Yeah. If you let the funk hit your eye, you're gonna turn into a spot.
Let the funk in your heart, baby. Funk not only kills, it abs kills.
Take you to the bridge and drop you off into some funk.
and cause a tingling in your hip bone, or won't you
sing it, baby?
Well, here I am again, sitting in front of this computer screen at 3 in the morning, paying some bills. And you come across my mind real heavy. And I want to reach out to you, you know, say something funny. Just say hello. I'd really like to call you, but it's late, so I think I'll send you an email that you can pick up in the morning. And I know I haven't seen you in a long time, but that doesn't mean my feelings aren't strong. And sometimes it seems we just go along from day to day, not saying the things we should say. But right here, right now, for me today, I want you to know that, girl, I've been missing you.
We are one.
We are one.
the legendary George Duke. I've been missing you, Lord have mercy, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. It's definitely been a beautiful experience on the first day back here in the zone on a magnificent Thursday, January the 3rd, 2019. Lord have mercy. I want to thank all the many loyal supporters and also the new listeners that are tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. You've made that decision. You've written and voted in. You have chosen quality over quantity. Lord have mercy, bringing substance back to their waves to a simple time when everything was focused on music and the artistry. No tabloid music, no tabloid who slept with who and who did what with them. Nah, we want our music shaken but never stirred. Lord have mercy. Until we meet again on the other side of the moon. Yes, Lord, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow afternoon, 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, or 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, as we welcome Adisha to the show, as we have the positive celebrating her latest EP, of course. Things to consider. Until we meet again, stay strong, remain humble, and as in always, keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTO Radio with my girl, Judith Hill, from her new album, Golden Child, with Hey Stranger. Peace out.
Off the grains of the desert sand. I never thought.